Welcome, everyone, to the Ed Dye Podcast with your host, Brandon, and your co-host, Ed Dye.
So I've been dropped down to co-host level.
Yeah, I took your show.
You didn't take shit. So what's up, everybody? I know it's been a while for an episode. We've been busy because of damn holidays.
True.
We have a big family, and we had to deal with Thanksgiving. Halloween was almost a fiasco within itself, but even though it came out fun. Now we got Christmas coming up, and for my Jewish friends, they're doing the Chanukah coming up, which I think starts like in a day or two or something. I'm not even 100% sure. But yeah, we've been busy. So we've been trying to get together to do these episodes. We're talking about some stuff today. I actually reached out to one of the people here, and I'll tell you who, because I wanted to see if I can get an interview. I know the last few episodes have been few and a little far in between, but that's because we were doing... we did that Witch Fest, and I was trying to get as many of those things together. We tried to do some video, but that didn't work out. I think there might be some supernatural stuff going on, not letting my camera... Maybe my camera's possessed. Maybe there's a demon in it. You know the demons? How they mess with the kid? You don't know what I'm talking about, no? Okay. Anyway.
Got problems.
Well, today we are talking about those YouTube channels that... the ones that you'll enjoy in the daytime, but the ones that you don't want to... listen to or watch at night, especially by yourself. I think it's five ones we're going to be talking about. The first one I want to talk about, and I know I've shown it to you because you've watched it with me, is Paranormal Junkie. And this is funny because I've had other friends watch this guy too, and he has a very particular way of speaking. And you've noticed it. And I've often wondered if he was coming from Europe or if English was his second language. I'm still not 100% sure. But this is the way he talks. And he has his channel on YouTube, Paranormal Junkie, where he talks about paranormal stuff. Because I guess he's the junkie about it. Now, you've seen some episodes, right?
Yes, I have.
Yes, you have. And his videos go back about 2 years. He's only been doing it, I think, maybe 2 years now. And he's got a pretty big following on YouTube. And I know he also has, along with some of the other people we're going to be talking about, a Patreon, which is one of those things where you can support him, since YouTube apparently has changed the way they pay people when they watch your videos. Have you know about this?
Yeah.
Well, tell me about it and just go, yeah.
Okay, so basically for the videos that people would not want to watch, like people who are scared of stuff like this.
Yeah.
That's kind of why he isn't getting paid as much as he used to, because now YouTube has this thing where if it's in a certain category, you won't get paid as much, because that category they don't want to be advertising Coca-Cola in a category talking about hurricanes and death.
Oh, really? So people talking about anything, I guess, paranormal, spooky, I guess they're falling into that, so they're not making as much money off YouTube as they normally would.
Correct.
So I guess your category depends on how much money, because before it used to be a certain amount of views equaled a certain amount of money. Mm-hmm. And now they just totally changed that, because they're like, listen, you talk about some shit that some people don't want to listen or hear about. We ain't going to put no commercials on your shit, which means we ain't going to make money off you, which means you ain't making money off of us. Is that kind of it?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Well, Paranormal Junkie, what's he talk about? He talks about just about everything, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's done Bigfoot, ghosts, UFO, reptilians. What else? What do you remember?
The black-eyed kids?
Yeah, I think he's on a couple of them on them, actually. Now, what's interesting is he actually does do... If you watch him now, a couple of his recent videos, he talks about the different stuff. But some of his recent videos, he's been trying to, I guess, come across a little more connectable. I'm not sure what the word I'm looking for is. Where basically before, he used to be just his voice that would do the videos. You'd see all these other pictures, but you'd hear his video and you'd hear his voice over it. But no one knew what he looked like. So about a month or two ago, he finally did a face reveal. Totally looks nothing like what I thought he would. He's about a 30-something year old dude. I honestly thought he was maybe like a 20-something year old kid. Apparently he's here in the United States with the way he speaks. I thought maybe he was speaking English as a second language.
Chicken,
yeah, I think he was speaking like a chicken. No, English as a second language, because the way his inflection on his words are very interesting. But I think he said his parents are originally British or something, so
maybe that
could be it. I mean, that could be it. But he does do research. He actually gets information. So it's not just he talks about some of the things. I mean, some things he'll go on just the topical level where he just tells you a little bit about it because he's talking about multiple things in one video. Correct. But every so often, he'll do his reach, and he mentions it. He'll do his research and get more backstory on it. Because there's been a couple of videos where I've seen other people talk about the same subject, but he'll have some information that other people didn't necessarily have. He does have a Patreon, so which is just patreon.com / paranormal junkie. So if you guys are interested, check out his YouTube channel. Just search up Paranormal Junkie. His logo is a P and a J. And if you like him, yeah, support him on Patreon. Anyone that you come across Patreon and you like what they're doing, go ahead, you know, support them. They could use the help. Then what's the next? Yeah, PJ. Yeah, it's not peanut butter. It's PJ. PB. That's PBNJ. The next person I want to talk about is her channel. I think she was, it was just called Dark Curiosity. And it's a girl named Kaylee Elise. And I think she's only in her early mid 20s. That one, have you seen that one? I don't know if I've showed you those.
You showed me like one or two. You showed me around one or two episodes.
Yeah, her thing is, it's interesting because she, her channel also, just like Paranormal Junkie, goes back, seems to, the oldest video seems to be from about 2 years ago. That's not to say they might have had videos before then, but they might have deleted them. But Kaylee Elise, she has, her channel seems to be called Dark Curiosity. It's got a little tiny jackalope, which if for you people who don't know what that is, that's like a rabbit with horns, with like deer horns. That seems to be her main little logo thingy. Also a person who has a Patreon, which is just patreon.com/ Kaylee Elise. I'll put the links, if you check it out, I'll have the links below on the website, on our website, as if you're listening on there. And if not, go to our website at isediedead.com. In case you're listening on Google Play or iTunes, just go to our website and you can check out the links and other stuff that we've put up there when we do episodes, so you can follow up and know what the hell we're talking about. Yep. Right?
Yeah.
Yep, true that.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Sorry that your host been gone for so long.
Oh, shut up. That's your partly your fault, too, you and your damn family. Anyway, Kaylee Elise, some of the things she talks about, she kind of, her channel is called Dark Curiosity, but then she does episodes, and she kind of names the episodes like a series. She has a series called Dark Matters, which seem to be about people who've gone missing, which seems to be her main focus lately, has been mostly talking about people who've gone missing, like and just telling you the mysterious circumstances of how they've gone missing. She also has other things she calls Nameless and Subscriber Story Time, which is pretty self-explanatory. People send her stories of their paranormal experiences, and she reads them. I mean, early on, her videos were very similar to Paranormal Junkie, only that she would appear in the videos talking, mm-hmm. and she had a background. Good-looking girl, funny girl, because what I like, where Paranormal Junkie is very straightforward about the stuff that he's telling you. He's trying to make sure that you understand that this is some serious shit. Kaylee Elise does something which I like to do also. She pokes fun sometimes at it. She presents it in a fun manner, so it's not necessarily totally spooky. What the hell is that sound?
I don't know.
Boy's fidgeting with stuff over here. Yeah, she focuses on different subjects: missing people, mysteries, urban legends. I know when I started watching her channel, it was a lot of she had a lot of general mysteries, supernatural stuff, more ghost-related stuff. But as time went on, I guess, I don't know if she's run out of content or... Because when you do that kind of stuff, you have to do more research and you really have to go your way to find the information, where some of the stuff she's doing now is probably quicker to find. So I don't blame her for that, but her videos are still very good and entertaining. Although when she does the stuff about missing people, she doesn't make many jokes about it. I guess because it's a real person. You can joke about Bigfoot, but you can't joke about John Smith, who's been missing for 3 years and they found his pinky toe somewhere. I mean, that sounds kind of funny to me anyway, though. John Pinky Toe. Yeah. I mean, they'll call it the episode. Well, this time on Dark Matters, we're talking about John Smith and his pinky toe. Is the rest of them gone, or is this all of him there ever was or ever will be? Who knows? But she does present it in a fun manner. She also has a Patreon. She actually does have merchandise. I think she's actually made T-shirts and stuff that you can buy. So you don't just feel like you're giving her money. You can get something out of it, too. I know recently she had an injury and had surgery. So much like we've been dealing with the last about month or so, 2-3 months, her videos have been coming as often as they normally would, but I think that's because I think it's something to do with her wrist, possibly, so she can't do the editing and typing as much when your wrist and your arm, what, something I've been dealing with too. I don't know what's going on. Maybe I'm getting old. My shoulders are getting rusty. I might have to start becoming part Terminator, but her videos, hers you've only seen a couple of, right? You've only seen a couple of her videos, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, Paranormal Junkie, we've watched a few, especially the Black Eyed Kids, watched. Kaylee Elise, the Dark Curiosity. I know you've only seen one or two, so there's not much you can say on her. The next one, I know you've definitely seen a couple of them. And it's interesting because the next one...
Top five
is the channel on YouTube. Now, they don't just do creepy stuff. I mean, they do all kinds of stuff, right? I mean, they've done top five celebrities with missing fingers and shit like that.
True.
And I think it's not just one person. It seems to be a group of people because every so often I've noticed sometimes the voice is different or the way it's presented is different.
Sometimes you even have a person with a face cam. Sometimes they even present a person with a face cam.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen those. I mean, half the time on that one, I usually just listen to it, put it in a car and listen to it. Now, they themselves, they're if you go to their About section on YouTube, they mention how they talk about everything from celebrities, urban myths, and all kinds of stuff. But they do get some interesting information because, are they the ones that have the one guy who sometimes has a British accent or something?
Yeah.
Because I'm wondering if maybe some of the, because when they talk about certain things, so there's some things they mention that come up in Europe that stuff that we haven't heard of around here, which makes it interesting. And the fact that they count it down top five, they don't go too deep into one particular
section. They keep on going so that you can know more of the topics.
Yeah, they kind of just stay general. They'll be like the top five times a ghost shit in a bucket. And they're not going to go into detail on the one ghost. They'll give you a good amount of information, but it's like, you know, number five, number four, number three. This ghost does number two at number two.
Number one, John Smith.
John Smith's pinky toe and pooping in a bucket ghost. They also have a Patreon also, which, like I said, I'll put the links down below. But that's a channel. If you subscribe, be ready to get more than just the paranormal stuff in there, though. They do talk about, like I said, celebrity stuff, other kind of things. But when they do go into some ghost stuff, at least they'll, like, I know, remember we were watching on what did we do Thanksgiving? We went driving around. We went to the Amityville Horror House.
Yeah, and then we also went to Sweet Hollow Road.
Sweet Hollow Road, which is famous around here. What were we doing the whole time?
Driving.
Listening to top five
ghost stuff.
And some of them are like, you know, top five videos or pictures. And they actually do show some of the videos and pictures. So that's kind of cool. So you do get you get a feel of it, a couple of things, though. Another channel, which apparently I did find, it does have a Patreon, but they haven't done anything with it since they opened it. But this is a channel that someone else has showed me recently, and I haven't gone full deep into this channel. It's called Swamp Dweller, which you can look it up. Yeah, I know you're wondering, what the hell? This is the guy who reads other people's ghost stories. He is also one that speaks in a very certain way when he's telling you stories of other people's ghost hauntings. He's the one that we listen to in the car, and he talks very monotone like this.
The one that sounds like my math teacher from last year?
Yeah, that guy, the one you said sounds like your math teacher, exactly.
Yeah, the one that
maybe
I
it is your math teacher, we should ask him. Paranormal Junkie talks like this, and he always sounds excited. This guy here sounds like he's trying to present and make sure you understand every word he says, and sometimes he goes up and then comes back down with his inflections. It's very interesting how he says things.
This is the exact reason why I can't stand first period with my math teacher.
Maybe your math teacher has been possessed by somebody. Check that one. It's interesting because I'm not sure how long that channel's been around. I didn't get a chance to check. But it's all user-submitted stories. So I don't know if he's been around long enough that he's getting so many people submitting stories, because he has different episodes, and sometimes some episodes will have more than one story in it.
So like two or three.
Yeah, two or three. He's given some good ones. Remember the one with mom went to the store, mm-hmm. and then mom comes back, mom comes back into the house. Mom's acting all weird, and then somebody calls on the phone.
Can I explain it?
Oh yes, please go ahead. Tell us. are you
ready?
So
basically, there was a knock at the back door.
Mom left. Mom just went to the store, right?
No, this is beforehand. They called the mom. She went there. Nobody was there.
Okay.
Then mom went to the store when it was raining and pouring. And when she came back, there was a knock on the door. It was mom, but she had no bags, and she was not even a drop of rain on her.
Mm-hmm.
And so she came in, and what happened is then later on, her daughter gets a text from, mom, that she'd be coming home very shortly. And
then who the fuck is this in the kitchen with us, right?
Before she gets the text, the mom...
In parentheses, mom, with finger quotes.
He's climbing up the stairs to go take a bath. And then by the time she read the text, she looked up and she was already all the way up the stairs. By the time the mom came home, she was pouring wet with the bags. She came in, she went upstairs, and nobody was there.
Oh, they told her, mom, you were here already. Now, that's like a doppelganger story. And I think he mentions a couple of other ones. But I do remember in the story when the fake mom shows up, she's got a blank stare on her face the whole time. And she's talking weird, if I remember.
Like she's confused.
Yeah, she's like saying she's making sense, but the way she's making sense... make sense. Like, instead of saying the dog is barking, I think it's hungry, it's more like bark hungry dog, maybe. Like, she was talking weird and the kids seemed concerned, but you know, they're also concerned, why the hell doesn't mom have, where the fuck are my milk and cookies?
Santa's coming.
You say you went to store to get some milk and cookies, bitch, where are my milk and cookies? But definitely check out that channel. Like I said, just look up Swamp Dog. He's got a bunch of them and he has very way of talking. So don't fall asleep, and maybe you won't fall asleep if you get into the story and it spooks the living hell out of you. The last one, now this one I haven't shown you, but this is one I want to show you. This one, where all the other ones are really more talking about ghost stories and like more or less like it's true, what you would call the true life paranormal stuff. This last channel, it's only been around for maybe about a year, and it seems to be a young guy. I think his name is Drew. Because his channel is called Dr. Drew, Dr.U.D.R.U., like Drew, as short for Andrew. See how it spells Drew twice? I think that might be it. And he's got an Instagram, and I've seen him. He looks like he's a young guy, but he seems to know his shit, honestly. What's he talking about? He's talking about horror. He's called Dr. Udrew. And his channel is A Dose of Horror History. You get that? You see what he did there? A Dose, like he's a doctor. You get that? Now, he goes and he does some pretty in-depth information on horror. He actually does one about the Universal Monsters and some of the stuff that you didn't see, like some movies that didn't get made, some that got made and disappeared and no one can find footage of. He talks about Japanese body horror.
Do you know?
Oh, yeah. I'll show you the thing when we're done. I'll show it to you. He's only got a handful, like maybe 12 or 13 videos at the most, because I'm assuming he's probably going to school. Like I said, he looks like he's a young guy. He's probably going to school, maybe working. He does have a Patreon, which I would definitely say check, because this boy does do his research. He talks about The Shining. He actually talks about, you know, the movie E.T.?
Yeah.
And you know Steven Spielberg, who directed E.T.?
Yeah.
He talks about there's a conspiracy that maybe he didn't actually direct it.
No.
Someone else might have, but he got
the credit.
Exactly. And talks about stuff like that too. But now, where that's not necessarily horror, he does connect the two. Horror. No, it's not that he didn't direct E.T. He directed E.T. The movie that they think he might have indirectly directed is Poltergeist.
Ah.
Which is famous. Toby Hooper, who I think just died recently. He's the one who gets credit for it, but they're saying that it's possible Steven Spielberg might have actually originally more or less directed, and the other guy got credit for it. But he goes into all this stuff, and it's pretty cool because, like I said, horror history. He talks about different types of horror. Like I said, there's Japanese body horror. Oh, I can't remember the word. There's another type of horror that he talks about.
Urban?
Not necessarily urban. Now I got to see if I can find him. Now you've seen most of the other ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
What out of all the ones you've listened to, which are the ones that you've liked the most?
Definitely Paranormal Junkie.
Really? You like the way he talks to people and describes things and tells everyone? Yeah, and he gets excited.
Sounds like the opposite of my math teacher.
The opposite. let's see. Some of the videos that Dr. Udrew, like I said, I was looking it up here so I could show you. He talks about the movie Drag Me to Hell. Brian, the bizarre monstrosity of Brian Usna. Stephen King movies, The Shining. He talks about the movies of George Romero. He goes all these. You see these?
What are Korean revenge films?
Exactly. You have to watch the video if you want to know what that is.
A thing, Serbian I don't have film? To watch Korean revenge films.
Gaio. I can't even say that. Giallo.
Giallo.
It's a type of film, and he's got, like I said, there's not that many of the videos, but they all go into pretty good background information on the subject matters that he does hit. Now, out of all these guys, I'm planning on reaching out to Dr. Udru to see if he wants to talk about his channel and what got him started. I actually did send an email to Paranormal Junkie. He didn't respond. I don't blame him because he's probably like, who the hell is this?
Bitch, what?
Yeah, he might be thinking like, bitch, what? My house ain't haunted. I talk about haunted shit, but my house ain't haunted. I was going to say my house ain't shit.
Next thing you know, Chinese food comes. Nothing yet.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, well, maybe he's dealt with something. I mean, he hasn't responded yet. I mean, I'll try again. I definitely want to talk to Kaylee Elise, but she said that she's got that injury. She just did surgery. So I don't know how long it'll be till she's really typing stuff that much that often. Top five. I got to go back to the channel. We have to go back and listen to the channels and figure out who's the one doing the paranormal stuff. See if there's a name and then see if we can talk to them. Or they could probably put us in touch with them, though. Swamp Dweller.
No,
I definitely want to reach out to him, but I'm curious about, because I'm like, where are you getting all these stories from? Be like, bitch, you making this shit up?
I could do it.
Because if he is, it's like you need to write a book and stop reading it and start selling the stuff. Now, I did mention how all these people have a Patreon. If you don't know what Patreon is, it's basically kind of like, you people heard of Kickstarter and all that. Patreon is kind of like what? You want to explain it?
Uh-huh.
All right, tell us. What is it?
Patreon's a website where you give or you donate money to the YouTubers who would like an extra paycheck, basically, in order to help with their videos.
Yeah, basically, I mean, Patreon, it's not just for YouTubers, but lots of YouTubers that would go into it because YouTube is basically screwing a lot of people out of money, apparently. So this is helping them do what they do, especially people like Dr. Udru and even Paranormal Junkie, because they put time and effort into it. Like, I mean, yes, everyone else does put time and effort into it, but they edit their stuff and they look up.
They have a different type of in-depth.
Yeah, they do a little more in-depth than some of the other people sometimes. I'm not saying the other guys don't do their work, but these guys do put a lot more time into it, I'm assuming. Do put time into it, especially someone like Dr. Udru, who he's a young guy, so I'm sure he has to look up photos and look up information and verify stuff when he's doing some of his videos, and his videos are good. Patreon, and I'll be honest, Patreon is something that we've been discussing, maybe even getting one ourselves. Patreon does work kind of like a Kickstarter, where people do, where you offer something. Hey, if you give us this much, we'll offer you something back. We're still trying to figure out what we're going to offer. I mean, we were talking about maybe getting having stickers done, doing episodes, or even doing just Q&A, because I know there's sometimes we talk about stuff that we've experienced or we know people that have experienced, and just I know we probably don't go full depth into everything, and I'm sure there's questions people want to ask us. I'm sure there's people even wondering what the hell we both look like. Well, my handsome devil ass looks just handsomely devilish.
Yeah, he looks the exact opposite of what he just explained.
Ouch, man. That's just ouch. But
be quiet, mirror breaker. My coast.
All these channels, and like I said, if you go to their YouTube, they do have the about section. They have links for other stuff. Stop dancing just because you got a good burn on me. They do have channels. I mean, some of them do have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Instagram is cool for some of them because some of them do post stuff here and there. Stop eating those. I want some for later. And a couple of them do have their very own website, which is pretty cool because then you can kind of get to them directly without having to go to these channels. Because I know Paranormal Junkie posts stuff on his website that's not always on his actual YouTube channel, which is kind of cool. But I know he has been making it a point to post stuff on Patreon that you're not going to see on YouTube, stuff that you'll only see him
posting.
Exclusive stuff, yeah, which is stuff we could do too. But, I mean, right in the last, like, 2-3 months, I know we've been busy. So it's been hard just getting our regular episodes up. Hopefully, after the holiday and the new year comes in, we'll be able to jump on top of that like a fat kid on a cupcake.
Yep.
No word on that. You don't laughing at that. No. And just like the other guys, we do have our own stuff here. We have our Instagram, our Twitter, our Facebook. You can just look up at Is Ed Die Dead, or just go to the direct website, isediedied.com. The podcast itself has its own thing, which is just Ed Die Podcast on Twitter and on Facebook. Check us out. Let us know what stories you know about. Any Facebook or YouTube channels that talk about horror and stuff that you think we should check out or that we haven't mentioned or you think we like, or that, or hey, even tell us if there's one that you think really sucks. Tell me if you think we suck. But hit us up on social media. Let us know what you think. Let's keep talking horror. Anything else you want to say to the people before we go?
Bye.
I was expecting a bye right away, but hey.
Bye.
We'll talk to you next time. We'll talk to you next time, okay, guys? We'll see you later here on the Edi Podcast, Horror and Paranormal.
Bye.